1. What are the most common causes of road-related accidents? In my opinion, there are various reasons that cause traffic accidents, such as overspeeding, drunken driving, distractions to drivers, red light jumping, and so on. 2. What are the consequences of accidents? From my perspective, there are countless dire repercussions related to accidents. Firstly, drivers and passengers can suffer from minor cuts and bruises to broken limbs, whiplash, back and spinal injuries, paralysis, and even death. Secondly, vehicles in road accidents are damaged, may be in need of minor or costly repairs, or may even be no longer drivable. Moreover, road traffic injuries cause considerable economic losses to individuals, their families, and to nations as a whole. Last but not least, their deaths often significantly reduce family incomes. Serious injuries also have long-term impacts on household incomes for low-income households and can have serious consequences on the household quality of life. 3. What are the effects of accidents on society? From my point of view, the social consequences of road traffic accidents include the loss of productivity for the victims, the cost of the legal system, the cost of pain and suffering, and the loss of quality of life for the victim and their family. The loss of productivity represents a significant proportion of the total social costs. It can increase the economic burden on their family and government. 4. Which are the most basic laws that govern most people around the world? Based on my observation, there are several laws around the world regarding marriages, business, violence, theft, traffic, and religion, which are quite commonplace in most places to keep people safe from danger and to enable society to prosper. 5. Can you elaborate on it? Yes, definitely. Some laws related to traffic, like having your driver's license or wearing our seatbelt, and obeying all traffic laws and signals. 6. Why should we follow the rules strictly? I reckon that following the rules keeps pretty much everything in order. Obeying the law protects peace, public order, and good health. Without laws, this world would turn into a chaotic mess all around, like traffic accidents, thefts, violence, burglary, wars, and kidnapping. 7. Why do people obey the law? I believe that the main reason is that they want to avoid legal consequences and sanctions. 8. Can you elaborate on it? Of course, for example, on roads, if we don't follow the traffic rules, no one will be able to reach his or her destination on time, and several accidents will take place. 9. What international law should be applied all over the world? I think that humanitarian law can be applied around the world. It protects innocent civilians and those not or no longer involved in the fighting, including medical and religious personnel, wounded combatants, civilian internees, and prisoners of war.